Today we're doing 6B, Kesem Shenimso Karko Mchubel Karko. Then I think we have E, C, D, E, F, something like that, right? And then I think after that, that will end us with Ksamim. And then I think we're going to have a short break, and maybe that's a good time to have a little bechina, you know. It's a good, end of Indian. And then we can go on to the next, thing. I think it's just good for your own chazara, not to have, I think that would be a good point. So you do the math, and you figure out be a couple more weeks to get us to F, and then we'll have a little time off. We'll see how much, and then we'll go back. Okay. So one common shaila that comes up in Ksamim is if you find dam in the toilet. Now, I'm not talking about that a woman wiped with a tissue and then there was dam on the tissue and then she threw it in the toilet. That's on the tissue. Happens to be in the toilet. That we discussed at great length with all the verifications. I'm also not talking about, not totally talking about, if a woman was matil mei raglaim, she's urinating and found dam in the urine. That's a whole separate sugya. That's, I think, the next pack. See, that's a whole, and it is partly related, but that's a whole separate thing. I'm just talking about that a woman sees dam in the toilet, not on the tissue, not just on the water. And what is the status of that? See, if she sees on the toilet bowl, as we'll see shortly, l'chora, that's b'chubra l'karka. So b'chubra l'karka is not mekabel tuma. But what about water? Water is mekabel tuma. It's one of the Zion mashkim. But the question is mayim shebekarka. What's the story of mayim shebekarka? And those that learn mishnayis, it's the first mishnayis in mikvos. Talks about this topic. And so that's what we're going to. So we know the Gemara Hahu Mishtisa and Nundalid. We did that already with the Tosas, Ketumas Negoyim, and all the different Shitas in the film. So now let's talk a little bit about. First, we'll talk about the toilet bowl itself. What's the story with that? If you say you found dam on the toilet seat. So one could say, maybe, mechubra l'karka is kakarka, and therefore it should be tahar, even bigger than a gris. If it's less than a gris, so then it's mutter anyway, because it's less than a gris. If it's more than a gris, then you need the heter of Eina Mekabel Tumah. So we discussed Eina Mekabel Tumah, Lagabe, panty liners and tissues and this. But the real Eina Mekabel Tumah in the Gemara was the karka. You see, usually in our society today with the invention of underwear, so you don't have the way they used to have. Because then there was no underwear, so there was like a woman was wearing like a gown, and then there was no underwear, so therefore if there was bleeding, it would go down to the ground. So it would be so you had a lot of times that you had a situation of dam bekarka, but today that you have underwear, so then the dam shebekarka is much limited. But this could be a situation where a person is in the bathroom, or sometimes a woman's taking a shower and there's dam on the shower floor or something like that, and that could be a shaila of dam shebekarka. So what is the story of things that are mechubar l'karka? What is their status as vis-a-vis these halachas? So the Mishnah Kalim always good to know Mishnayos Kelim, see? You know, Rabbi Weiner, you know, he's the Sholem Meshiv in the... He had an uncle who was a very big Talmud Chacham in Lakewood, Michael Weiner, and he wrote the art scroll, Kelim and Olos. And he unfortunately passed away, but he was a big Talmud Chacham, and he did art scroll Kelim and Olos. That's a pretty big undertaking.
The most widely read books.
Yeah. So the Mishnah says in Kelim, Kol kli matchas sheyesh lo shem b'fnei atzmo tomei, chutz min adelos min anogar min aminol, v'apesach shetachas hatzir, v'atzir, v'akor, v'atzina, shenasu l'karka. So you have things that are called nasu l'karka, because they're made to use together with the karka. In other words, like a door. A door is not made just to use. So it's made to be part of a building. So it's made to be mishtamish im hakarka. Or a pipe. Or things like that that are made. So these things are not mekabel and not mekabel tumah because they are made l'shamish im hakarka. You see, then there's a whole sugya. Okay, so the Nod of Yehuda and the Tshuva discusses the question on page 4. Mechtav Torah Kibalti. I got your letter. And I remember once another viewer was having a question about a certain fish. So someone sent him so he said, Mechtavcha kibalti im hadag. So here, they didn't send a fish along, just Mechtavcha kibalti, without a fish. And I guess he didn't send the toilet seat either. So just Mechtavcha kibalti. But one time he wrote, Mechtavcha kibalti im hadag. Another viewer. So she's sitting on the base kisei. V'adav sheyoshvim ala nasim min hadav sheya b'tchila dav she'orchim alav v'ayelav toras kli b'tolosh. In other words, so it was made from something like a piece of wood that was used to knead dough on originally, and now they got tired of kneading dough on this piece of wood. They got a new piece of wood from kneading dough, though they made this the bathroom seat. They have Torah's kli betolish, because when it was tolish, it was a Torah's kli. V'chakach kavo sham l'moshav beis kise, and now it became a toilet seat. And the woman sat on it to relieve herself. So they found the kesem. So the question is, what's the story? Nechnasta bepilpul and pshute kli eitz kaze utomi b'derais or b'derabanan. The question is, you see, because the Gemara has a concept that if something is, there's a whole discussion, if something was tolish b'mechubar, in other words, it was a kli b'tolish. Right, it was a kli b'tolish. And the sofchim. So it's a whole discussion whether, even though you mechaber it, but it was a kli betolish. Samach vav. This is the good thing to know. The same sugya, samach vav and bava kama, and samach vav and bava basra. Right? Know that? That's a good bekiyas to know about. Plakol Sov Kovo. Right, Bava Basra, Samach Vav, and Bava Kama as well, Samach Vav. So there's a whole machlokis in the Tanoim about this. What's the story of something that was Samach Zayin, I'm sorry. But it's Samach Zayin in Bava Kama. Bava Basra, Samach Vav. Samach Zayin in Bava Kama. Bava Basra is around the same. Maybe it's one off, whatever, within the same area. Okay. So it's a whole discussion here. It's in the Kabbal Tumah, Midaraisa, Midarabbanan, because here at least it was a Kli B'Tolosh. So in the end of the Tshuva, the Noda Behuda on page 5 has the different klolim. Aleph, you see on the bottom of the third column. Kli shel guf tashmisho ein tzarech l'karka. In other words, say you have a flower pot, right? So a flower pot functions even if it's not mechuber to the karka. But say I want to now cement it into the ground. In other words, not a notzitz anokov, it's a chain anokov. I want to cement it to the ground. So the fact that it's cemented to the ground is lo malav lo morid in its usage. It's just I don't want to get stolen, so I cement it to the ground. So it's functioning as a kli even beforehand. So that might be mekabel to me even afterwards. But then you have something that beis dover she tashmishu mekarka shachas she nitzchaber mekarka ki tashmishu im tziyua mechubel karka. Now you have something like a doorway, a door. So its function is with the karka. It's with the building. So that's the mishnah that we just saw. Not mekabel tuma. And even something, Gimel, Dover Shehum Naset Mitchiloso Lo Yus Tashmisho in Mekarka. Something that is going to be used with Karka, but not to be Mechubel Karka, like an oven. Because it's the oven is, the way the ovens were, it was placed on the ground, and its usage is going to be with the ground. So, Mimele says over here that Apima should be at the Kambla Vachi and Mokum Kyoko. Shazat Sino, Ravacha Shakrov, Iko Tashmishlo, Bobaim, Sino, the Marish. So it's Mishamish with Eina Kakim, Kelo Mahani Mashakokum. So Mimele over here, it's something that's well, the Avish and Nasib Chabur Mekarka of those Iker Tashmishu is there. I feel. So these are the different klolim. So here it's a little bit. Here it's going to be, if it was Mechubel Karka, so that could be a Machlokes Tanoim, by the Daf Shel Nachtomim, even if it's Mechubel Karka.
What do you say, the toilet seat needs to be Mechubel Karka to work? It's the you would categorize the toilet seat?
Yeah. So he says, on the second column page, this page, Chol Zeh, second, Ani Kosel Ravcha de Milsa, L'Slam Ed Mokum Achev, Al Bemes, Afiu in Mekabel Tumim in HaTorah, Hechibu L'Kakel Mevatlo. The few kli barzel shein achibu makakim vavalim b'toros kli haynim lo shina bo v'chibu kamo shehu avalim shina bo k'shkova inim kabel tuma. Heidav zeh sheidav she'orchem lo v'shkova lo moshe beskisa yotzorich lasos nekev godol. In other words, when it was a piece of wood, it was one flat piece of wood like a challah board. But now you want to use it as a toilet seat, you got to make a hole. So mishana the whole thing. And now it's mechubu l'karka, so it's not makabel Tumah, because that machlokis about if you take a challah board and now you mechaber it to the carcass, machlokis since it was mekabel tumah betolish, whether the mechibur is going to mevatel it, that's a machlokis because you didn't change the challah board. But here you take the challah board and you make it into a toilet seat because you have to make a hole in it. So then the Tnod of Yehuda says then l'kuli alma, it's not going to be mekabel tumah if it's mechubur because he made such a change in it.
But isn't that just because of the fact that Kli is Pashur is it's only Kalatumah with the Rabbanah because it's some like Shemush? You know, why would that be right for like more like a metal Kli or something? Whereas if you can call him Torah, there's a big kibble. Or even if Pashur is it, so you can call him Torah.
Yeah. So Chokli Matar Chokhovim Chorim Kosum Kalatumah. But he says.
That's called Dalit.
Called Dalit Chokhli. Came Kamatum in a Torah. Shoot a cleat, say him Kamatum Rach Midrabanum. Right, that could be a different thing. Okay, but that's what he's saying here. So this, the Smad, on page 6, State and Smad. So most beis hakiseis are not that you took a challah board and you need to make it into a beis hakiseis are made to function as a beis hakiseis. So they're made to function with mechubar or to function with the karka. So then for shtei that it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah, it's Logar from the Mishnah we said before in Kalim that the Delis is made to Mishamish Im Ha Karka, right? You don't use a door, Stam, you use a door to be part of a building, so to be part of the Karka, so to use a toilet to be in the ground, to function with together with the ground, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah. So that is the smag, and it's quoted in the Mordechai here in the next page, on page 7. Because of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Duadin Yoshvalov, Yoshval Beis Hakisei, Vinimtza Alav Dam. So that's the first part of this discussion, that the toilet bowl itself is not Mechabel Tumah. Then some reason I have the Xerox again at that same Balamor and the Rivid and that we talked about before, whether we hold from this whole thing. Because if you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 10. Yes, Michael.
To clarify that it was made to be Mishamash Tumah Karka, so therefore after Tumah Karka, that's not Mishamash. But if you had Tumah Karka by itself, not Mishamash Tumah Karka, that would be.
No, it could be it was made in Mishamash Tumah Karka, it could be, even if it wasn't the second call, right?
It's the Acha Mishkabe of the Karka, it has been shown to be inside in the Karka, a few recordings of the Karka, right?
So the Shulchan Aruch says in Kesem Shenimtzal Dover Sheinu Mekabel Tumah Lo Gozru, right? And so that's how we pass them. That's the Mechaber. That's the din, no matter what the others say. And the Torah Shlomim on the bottom Hayim shachu fi ze efshar de bayis mokum shem mekabel tumah de nigi batim gam ke mekabel ksom. So that's the Torah Shloman that we discussed last time, that he says that but maybe it's part of a bias, then it's Kabbal Kumas. So then we discussed last time, but that's only in Eretz Yisrael, and maybe that's only some poskim say only Israel, and then poskim say maybe also only if it's made with the same, you know, with the bricks, but a toilet seat is not made that way. So that's the Chavos Das on page 11. In other words, the Shach here quotes the din of Kabbalah's Tumah of Negoim, and it says cut into Zion. It's cut off here. Okay. Well, the Chachman pointed out yesterday, and then the Chavos Das on the next page 11. Ayn Shach the Mekabel Tumas Negoim Mekabel Tumas Ksam and Matam Shem Dloplug Rabbanim Bedover Mekabel Tumah. If she was sleeping on the wall, you know, those days I guess the walls weren't so straight, so you could sleep on the wall a little bit. You could sleep on the wall, and then she found dam matadam tamei came in shakosim kabel tumas nigei batim. So that's what the Chavos Das says. That all stems back from that Tosus that we saw. The Tosus and the Shach quotes the Tosus, and the Chavos Das says so. Therefore, a wall, and then we have the Placey here on page 12. Who quotes this Tosus as well? But then he quotes the Balamor, that there are the Shitas that say that not like Tosus. Because the Balamor said it's not referring to the string, it's referring to the loom, right? Okay, Mish? Okay, Nira, Mitab Zay Shmito, Tavka B'nigay B'godim, Avalo B'nigay B'atim, D'Vavad, Eno, Tam Yishum Tzav, Ma'inyan Zel Zafil, Batim Tzvu, and we, yeah. So he says, he quotes here, let's start from the beginning, I'm B'shach, in the Placey. He says, "I'm shachsiv cotton tezayin shemevish b'shem toisus rosh adover mekabel tumah b'negoyim yesh bo b'chlal kesomim." Right, that's the toisus. Amar she toisus rosh kosvul. Aval razah the Balamor says nothing doing. That you really learned the wrong shot in the Gemara, right? You know the Balamor already. Hi, mashtisa in a perish shasikim rosh kosvul tozer akli orig. Kein avdav mekabel tumah kein aran. Tavi kli orig v'hein arashba. Have a cleoric. Remember the different toises in the volume, and the Chach Matayram not chesed medav sheinim mekabel tumah. The beggar shechesed of Torah afal ish lo gozu mashayich tamze ima beggar Torah betumas tchesim metam minigoyim. Right. In other words, like it was lachora tumas tchesim shouldn't be shayich because it has to be lachora mekabel tumas maga damnida. Efter came the Mara Odom Betachlis and Musa Betami Benigay Begodim came certainly as Nire Bebegat Shaloya Mokum Sofik Shanofal Leiza Mara Odom Shum Tzad Lal Kain Omer Bebegat Tzavu Enam Betami Begodim Kibosh Enam Betami Kisam Kain Misha Yoshva Begat Lovon Chachan Himself La Mara Nega Adam Dam Fadai Tahor Mishum Nega Damin Misha Baal Abegat Vinkan Nega And came and shatola balatahe habeged af anu matzrichim v'tami isha mishum nida. So in other words, if because you can have a nega adam dam, so nige begodim could be matami with a nega, but we could, so if Isha was sitting on a bag of lovin And then there was a nega dam dam, there was red. It should be Torah because we could tie in that it's dam nida. Okay, came in Shatola Bolotaya Beger, Afanu Matzrichim, Matam Isha, Mishum. So he's saying that maybe not. Maybe it wouldn't be. And then the Sidrei Tara was the Minchas Yaakov, or the Torah Shlom is the Minchas Yaakov. Says that this idea that we said before that. First of all, the Razor disagrees, and then Nigi Batim is all in Eretz Yisrael. And the old Kamachilukim should search Eitzim Vavonim Va'ofar. And you need Eitzim Vavonim Va'ofar, that's a Mishnah Negoim. So if you don't have Eitzim Vavonim Va'ofar, so then that type of thing is not the bias that they're talking about. So it's not so poshut that the soul didn't exist, etc. Of Xamim on the wall, etc.
Isn't that the wall to me like the base of Oka and the base of Mika, right? Where they had like layers on the wall and people would sleep on different layers.
Maybe. Okay, now let's get to the toilet bowl. The water. Okay, so there's a pasuk in Chumash. In Shmini, on page 16. Which is the Yisod of Hilchas Mikvos. Hilchas Mikvos is a big mikzoa, but in the Chumash is one pasuk. Ach mayin ubor mikme mayim yetohar. Nogeb in the Vosam Yitma. So the two. So the question is, what does it mean yetohar? So the two ways you can teach what the yetohar means. But you have a mikveh. Mikveh means there's 40 saw. It's in the ground. So one shot yetar means that, say a dead body falls in the mikveh, or a sheretz falls in the mikveh. A mikveh is immune from Kabbalah's tumah. Yetar means a mikveh itself cannot be Kabbalah tumah. In other words, even the water can be Kabbalah tumah. But once it has the status of a mikveh, then it's not Kabbalah tumah. Because a mikveh is immune from God. And a mikveh pashas means 40 saw is a mikveh. That's one pshat in yetor. The other pshat in yetor means that if a person goes into the mikveh, they become tor. That's novgeh for us. Yetor, the person. But that's the second pshat. Hatovil sham bahem mitumaso. But the other pshat that we. So usually. Because we're concerned about the second pshat, Hatovel Mitumasa. But today, we're going to be concerned with the first pshat. That Yetor, that the mikveh itself, is immune for Kabbalah's Tumah. So therefore, it can't become tar. So the question is, what is the status of the water in the toilet bowl? So what do you want to tell me? The water in the toilet bowl is a mikveh? Yes. So maybe it is a mikveh. Why? Because we have a concept of two. We have different types of mikvahs. We have mikveh for people, right? 40 saw, a person has to fit in. But then you have a mikveh for kalim. I'm not talking about for kalim that you buy from a goy. I'm talking about, was that you need the same mikveh that you need as a woman's? I'm talking about, what about a mikveh for kalim to make? Say your needle became tummy. So then there's a concept that at least min haTorah, that revius, at least min haTorah, is a mikveh for, not for, again, for kelim that you buy min haAkum, but for kelim tameim, that a revius mayim bekarka has a status of a mikveh. So if it has a status of a mikveh, then perhaps it has the same status of yetar. And therefore, if it's yetar, then it's not mekabel tumah, then what? Then any kesem that's found in the toilet bowl is what?
No.
It's not mekabel tumah. It's a kesem on dov sheinu mekabel tumah. And therefore, it'll be tahar even if it's bigger than a gris. That would be the cheshbon. So we have to find out, is this cheshbon a correct cheshbon or not? And that's the first Mishnah in Mikvos. Sheish Malos B'Mikvos Zul Mal Mizu, page 17. Megaboim. Megaboim. That's the first mikvah we have. Megaboim. That means you have a little puddle. A puddle in the ground. A 4-ounce puddle. So that's a type of mikvah also. Megaboim. So is the puddle mekabel tumah? So if it's... So... So let's look in the Rambam. Let's look in the Rambam. On page 18. Mayim shebekelim mistamim halacha alef bein l'rotzim bein shelor l'rotzim mitam ochlo v'kelim. In other words, you have mayim shebekelim, that's mekabel tumah, have a cup of water. And a sheretz falls in the cup of water. So the water's tummy. But mayim shib, third line, mayim shibikakos, you're going, may boros, shechin, umoros, may gaboim, she'im behem arboim saw. So ein metamin, el l'rotzen, ve'im metamin el l'rotzen. So, okay, so it's like this. You see, the first Mishnah talks about Shosa Tomei the Shosa Tor Tomei. That somebody went into this puddle and wanted to get a little drink of water. So they sipped up some water and then some dripped out back. So then what? So then we assume that the water that it stayed in the ground, that's tar. But the drip that came up from the tameh, that's tameh. And then when it dripped back in, now you have a tameh drop in the water. And the poskim, Rishonim, Achronim discuss how come you don't say it's batel, so we don't say it's batel. But the Rash, so that's how the Rash learns this Mishnah. That's how the Rash learns this Mishnah. Shasa Tor Tomei, if he should not flotipa mipiv, the Tacha Gabba. The Shema Shasa Tor, the Nitma, the Shosa Mashkin Tbe, and Post Olin Zachuma. So the Rashi Shita is that Mayim Shebekarka even revius is not mekabel tuma, because it's a shem mikvah for kalim tumeim. It's a shem mikvah. A revius is a mikvah for kalim tumeim, not for kalim shenikne menachem, for kalim tumeim. So it has a shem mikvah. So then the pasuk yator, it's a mule for kabbalat tuma. Ah, the mishnah says there's a problem that if a tamei is shoysa and then a tor comes afterwards, he's going to be tamei. That's only because he was tolish. He sipped some up and then he dribbled it back in. So then it's a problem. But no. So that's the sheet of the Rash. So according to the Rash, every toilet bowl maybe is a mikvah. A mikvah if it came to Maim. Again, you know, we don't tovel kalim tumeim because we don't care about tuma. Well, our kalim tumeim, who cares? We care about kalim shenikne ben akum. That you need a regular of 40 saw mikvah. That's achba mei nido yischal maim shanida tovelispam. That you need a regular 40 saw heavy duty mikvah. That you need the same mikvah that a person's tovel. Except, like Rabbi Voren said, the Rabbanim don't like when people, they don't let, usually, when people bring kalim to a regular mikvah, because you can drop a knife, and then the person comes in, steps on a knife, you can drop a glass.
Really they don't really find blood in the mikvah.
What? Yeah, so it could happen. It's happened, these things. So that's
the
why...
They dip in the mikvah.
Yeah, so... I don't think he likes when they do kalim in the mikvah, The kalim mikvah is not as complicated as a regular mikvah because they don't change it because it can get dirty and the spoons, you know, don't complain. But a woman's mikveh, the woman would complain, so every day they have to take it out and do a new hashaka, because after all night of women using a mikveh in any standard community, the mikveh won't be so clean anymore. So the next day the women are coming the next day want good fresh water, so they drain it out and they bring in new water, and then they do hashaka to the make yisham, etc. But a kalim mikvah, they just have one bore of make yisham. They just leave it there. So it gets a little dirty, but as I told you, the spoons don't complain. Then, you know, so you can get away with that. Spoons don't complain. But the Rambam learns a different shot in the Mishnah. The Rambam learns that no, nothing to do. You know, the Rash has this fancy pshat with the first person who is shosa is being toilish some of the, so therefore is metame, and then it went back in, and then the next guy will bump into that tipa and be metame himself. But the Rambam learns that if it's make a bum shema mesum so I metame el l'rotzon, whereas if somebody Birotzon is metameit. Shenofel sochan mei, so shalach ben metamei hareil torim. In other words, if something happened by itself, some tumor fell in, so it's still tor. But avalim shasa mehem adam tamei, or shemile behem bichli tamei. You did it with kavana. Beratzon hareil tameim afal bishem bekarka. So the Rambam sheet is that may make a boim. That it's a mikvah, but it's not it's not a full fledged mikvah. So it can become tamei if you touch it with. You have kavana to touch it. A tamei person has kavana to touch it. Then. In other words, not just you're walking through and you happen to, you don't really, like a person's walking through the puddle, he doesn't really want to touch the water, but he's just walking through. He doesn't really want to rot some, happens to be there's water there, so he's going to touch it. But we're talking about a person who wants to drink the water, so he wants to touch the water. So he comes in contact with Rotson, so then he's metame the mega the puddle. So then the next guy who's going to drink is going to become tame. Nothing to do with a tipa. So the Rambam Shita is that Maim Shebekarka or Revius is Mekabel Tumah if somebody touched it Beratzon, has Kavanah to. So then this whole thing that we're trying to say that a toilet maybe is a mikvah and it's not Mekabel Tumah, that worked good with the Rash. That works good with the Rambam Shita, doesn't work good with. Because the Rambam holds that a Revius Shebekarka is Mekabel Tumah if you touch it Beratzon. Is Mekabel Tumah. If a Tommy touches a Beratzon like he wants a drink from it, he touches a Beratzon. So then it's Mekabel Tumah. Whereas the Rash says, no, it's not Mekabel Tumah. The only reason why is because you would toilish something from it. But if, say, I'm Tommy and I want to have my hands cool, so my Tommy hands I put in. So according to the Rambam, you're Mekabel Leratzon. So then that wine Shabakak is Tommy. According to the Rash, it's not because you weren't toilish anything. Because it's still Maim Shebekarka. Maim Shebekarka, even the Revius, is not Mekabel Tumah. And the only reason that there was Tumah there is because you were toilish a tipa that partially went back in. So the question whether Maim Shebekarka, whether the toilet bowl is a din, is it, the Chora toilet bowl is a din of Megaboim. And according to the Rashi, it's not Mekabel Tumah, so there shouldn't be a din of Ksamim. And according to the Ram, it is Mekabel Tumah, so it should have a din of Ksamim.
But the
Ksamim
falling in, it's not
Beratzon. No, it doesn't matter. Is the thing Mekabel Tumah? Is the thing Mekabel Tumah? It doesn't matter. We're not talking about whether the Dam Nida is Beratzon. As long as Mayim has the ability to be Mekabel Tumah, then it's a Dover HaMekabel Tumah. So then when the need the blood falls in, it fell on something that's Mekabel Tumah. It doesn't have to be that thing is metame now. You understand? Is Maim Shebekarka a Dovish Mekabel Tumah, or is Dovish Ein Mekabel Tumah? You hear the word?
If you say it like
this,
why can't you say the same thing to the Rush? Because in Avtenami, it's a weird case.
The Rush.
So, but. It's only when you're tallish, but there is a situation where it could be Mekabel Tumah.
The rush of the drop.
No.
See, because you're tallish and it drops back in, right?
Yeah. If a sheretz falls in a mikvah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sheretz. Mekabel Tumah, but the mikvah is not Mekabel Tumah. The mikvah is not Mekabel Tumah. It's just there's something in there that.
Oh, just the drop of water.
Just the drop, yeah. Yeah, just that drop. And we choshesh that the next guy is going to bump into that drop. First day?
There's a Mishnah as well that talks about when waters, when they maybe some of the water is a barrel, and then the amount of barrels is going to be. So why were you think the water that the toilet is a mega cloth, even if it's a rash? The fact is that when you push the toilet bowl thing, make the water come up. You're doing the ruts on it, and then shouldn't it be my shuvim? So why would it be a mikvah? The water there is not, it's not built on its own, it comes because you push the toilet thing, and then water goes out, and the new water comes in.
Yeah.
It's not my shuvim anyway, so how could it have a din of mikvah?
How could that water have a din of mikvah?
How could the water in the toilet bowl have a din of mikvah?
Well, we're going to get to that. Wait 1 second, please. Oh. So the first tshuva that was written on this topic, the seminal tshuva, was Rabbi Yosef Greenwald, page 19, Vayan Yosef, the Pupa Rav, who was a very big Pesach. He wrote also the Vayichi Yosef. Those that learned it, it's a very chashuv svarim he wrote. He's a very big poysik, and he's the first one to discuss this topic. I mean, one of the first. So he says, so he discusses this this thing. And he says that the Chorus Tola in the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rash, on page 20. Omnam. Adain lo yitzanu b'dei plukto, tach mishnu de mesechem b'gvoz b'din mei magaboyim, perish harambam, bofanache, the lo karash, karash, for bartanur, to make a boy mach mukhubor mekakam kabel tumma, she noga b'hem atumma, barotzen. Mishim hachim shosu to minu. Kein hanach maim shim beis hakise, av shim mukhubor mekakam, munuchachim b'chuya mukhubor karka, nitzav emda machash, she yoshva lo isha, yesh lo madhav lo kakesam minimtza al dover mekabel tumma. So it's a machlokes. So what do we say about that? So you have to deal with the sheet of the Rambam, but the question is, maybe as some will say that Ksamim only the Rabbanon, so you can rely on the Rash sheet, not like the Rambam. Okay. And then we have another issue that we have to address, and that is. Is this called Mayim Shebekarka? Why? So, because Lechora, was when it rains, you have Mayim Shebekarka. But here, so this water, say, was in a water meter. Now let's assume the water meter is makes a shuvim, right? So then the Machlokes Rishonim, where the mikveh that's Kula Shav, is that a Psul Darais and Psul Darabonim? But then you have to have another Nakuda. L'chora, the Mayim that is in the water meter, so isn't it going to be used for, it's going to be used for various different things. Some of the water is going to be used for toilets. Some of the water is going to be used for the kitchen sink. Some of the water. So you have to say that b'drabbanan yesh breira. In other words, maybe the water I got was already nitlosh l'ratzom, and therefore is not considered mayim she. Shebekarka, because it already is nitlash ben akarka, or it was already nitlash to be used. So he says no, because in the end of the day, whatever water ends up in your toilet seat is huver lemafreya, that water was brought down to be nishtamish b'mechuber. It wasn't even nitlash to be used in a tallish scenario, because in other words, the water that ends up in the kitchen sink that I bake a cake with, that water, or I cook my chicken with, that water is hoover, that water is mayim that was nitlash. This water is hoover, that it's mayim that's used for the karka. So it was hoover lemafreya that it's. In other words, even though it's Mayim Shuvim, but it's Huver Lefreya that it was never Nitlash to be used Betolish. So therefore he says like this, says the Puparav from page 20. Hayotze Lonu. L'inyan ha-mayim she-beis kisei, i-havi-dover ha-mekabal-tum-al-arosh va-arai va-bar-tenura rash, whatever. Lo havi dover mekabel tumah. Ravi kishum yunus v'tali pulugi kula shov v'mikva kosher min haTorah. The kosher min haTorah ainu mekabel tumah. Well, perish rosh masech Torah's perish harishon kol ma'im shebekarke ainu mekabel tumah. Lufi abeis a kol ponim kishish ben revius ainu mekabel tumah the havi kemikva. So mkein tali kula shov kosher min haTorah. Who plucked the rishon? Mkein av linyan dina mikva naktin kemachmirim posul min haTorah. We assume like the Ramah that kula shov is posul min haTorah. So then, what are you telling me that it's a mikva here? But it's ma'im shuvim. Mikomokam linyan dina ksomim nuchal litpos kshita samakilim. In other words, because shuvim is the rabbanon, so for the rabbanon we could assume that kula shov is kosher min haTorah. So even though the mayim was when in the water meter originally, so it was in a kli originally, so then it was mayim shuvim. So the, and even if you say like the Rash, it should still be mekabel tumah because it's not a din mikvah. But he says no, because but according to the mechaber, mayim shuvim is tor min haTorah. It's only a psul derabbanan mayim shuvim. So. For the Hilchas Ksamim, maybe we could rely. Hilchas Ksamim is only the Rabbanon. We should be able to rely that it's not like on the Mechaber Shita. That's the Mechaber Shulchan Agam Lini Mikvah Kshita Mekil and Kosher Min haTorah. If it came to the Min haTorah, you'd be Yishbo Revius, have you can Mikvah. Came to the Inin Ksamim, Mikvah Yidovah Sheinu Mekabel Tumah. V'lo Shana Lanu, Elo Shita Sarambam. So the only thing against us is the Rambam. So Gabi, that will be makel on to hold lot, not like the Rambam. In fact, if you look in the Sefer Kuntres Lechem Oni, Rav Yecheskel Roth, we've mentioned his name several times. Rav Yecheskel Roth is the known as the Karlsberger Roth. He used to be Satmar Dayan. Now he's the Karlsberger Roth in Borough Park, and he wrote a kuntres called Lechem Oni on Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos. So he has a tshuva in Erevin, he has a tshuva in Nida. I think Yevamos maybe was on 9/11 maybe. Heter Aguna tshuva. Heter Aguna was the Yevamos. Ayin was about Erev Katzeris. The shaila is, you know, if you anytime you want to don't use the Erev, why don't you say I have nothing to do with the Erev Katzeris, and therefore that would ruin the whole Erev. So if you want to be against an Erev, just say I'm not Zolchei in the Erev Katzeris, and that should ruin the whole Erev for the whole community. So obviously we assume that doesn't, because in any community when there's some machlokas, which very often there is, so just guy has to just get up and says I'm against the Erev, and then that apostle's there, so he has to come up with some solution to that. That's the Erevin. And Nida, he has to talk about the dam in the toilet seat, that's the Nida. And Yud is the Yevamos, is the Heter Aguna. Maybe it was a 9/11 Shaila, was one of the Heter Aguna Shaila. So he talks about the same discussion. And, you know, he goes through some of the chorus that we said before. And he talks about the seat, and then he talks about this machlokis, the Rambam and the Rash. So then he writes, ah. that the Chorus should be in the line. He says on page 40, on the left side, Shuvar Isi, Os Yud. Shuvar Isi, that's the name of the. The Safle Shal Bate Knesios, this Banana Dorum Kidin, Dovashenim Kabutumo, who was soon Tribal Shamish and Karko, Komokom, Shamayim Shabasoch, and after Monochim Karko, Mikomokom Fidas Rambam. Right? It's a problem. According to the Rambam. Right? Daf Mayim Shem Monochim Karkim, Him Lorotzim Kabutumo. Right? That's the same thing that we raised before. And it says, so he says that what okay, so Apple Peak in a second. Oh, so this is what he says. I'm jumping the gun here, but we're going to see next time that the Rambam Shita is that mayim, that blood in the urine is tahor anyway. Mm-hmm. So he says, oh, it's just a problem according to the Rambam, but the Rambam doesn't need the kula of that it's a mikvah, because the Rambam shita is that any blood in the urine you can assume is urinary tract infection. So you don't have to worry. So his chap is like this. The whole thing doesn't work according to the Rambam, because the Rambam shita is that it's that Mayim Shebekarkov of Revius is Mekabel Tumah, so it doesn't work. So you could just say simply, we rely on the Rash, but he wants to say a Chidud, that in most cases it's going to be a Shail of in the urine, and the Rambam Shita is in the urine is not a problem anyway. And so you could be cautious of the other opinion, so with the other opinions we could rely on the Rash, the other opinions that don't like the Rambam, that it's a din, that it is dam nida, or a chol pachas a kesem, so then we can rely on the Rambam. That's his karifas. But that discussion with the Rambam and this, and the dam in the Meiraglayim, as I told you, is a whole other packet, which it's getting its own packet, because that requires a whole understanding. But it's a harifus that he has here. Okay, so some hold like this. That's the sheet of the Puparov. But the Puparov himself, you know, wanted people to agree with him, so not everyone necessarily agreed with him. There's a famous tshuva from the Knei Boisim, of Meir Brandsdorfer. Meir Brandsdorfer was a Mora Hora in Meir Sharm for many years. I saw him once. He's one of the people in the Meir Sharm who you show your lulav and esrog to. So, you know, they have these long lines in Meir Sharm that people go to. So, I don't know, I got a lulav, I don't know, it seemed reasonably okay, but I wanted to see who he was. So I went away on the line just to see who he was. He was considered one of the big Mora Hora. He's Nifta. Meir Brandsdorfer was Adam Gadol Maod. There's a story about him that, you know, he had shaykhus with some modern people, but he didn't want, if they've got a people, right, they come to him, there were other people in the community might face. So he made it up that they would come at a certain time, he didn't want these people to be embarrassed by maybe some other people who were not so sensitive. When he passed away, in the Kol HaTorah Journal, they wrote a whole thing, different stories. So Heath, if you take a look, it's a long tshuva. He's mistopic about this din of Breira that I thought it was a good pshat. I like the Yan Yosef. So he says, well, Breira is, you know for sure that there's a taruvus, and here you don't know for sure. So maybe it's, you don't say, okay, so he's not so convinced. You can take a look. I like to put Perot. So, and then the Michas Yitzchok has another svara to say that even if it's Makabel Tuma, the Mayim Shebekarka is. There's a different opinion in the Gemara whether Tumash Mashkin to Bekabel Tumah maybe is only the Rabbanan. So if it's only the Rabbanan, so maybe that's going to be a separate trial. But if something is Bekabel Tumah only with the Rabbanan, maybe it doesn't have a din of that it's Bekabel Tumah for Ksamim, because it's like a Rabbanan on a Rabbanan. And then for Shteitzich, this is all assuming that they point out that we're not choshesh for Hargosha, you know, afterwards, like the sheet is, if you're on choshesh for Hargosha, then we're not talking about a Kesem anymore. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a Suffolk or Isis. So, but that, you know, and there are others as far as Lekula. So Lemaisa, it's a whole big shayla. So if it's less, like Rabbi Vai pointed out, if it's less than a gris of water in the, of blood in the water, so then it's less than a gris, so then for sure. But if it's not, then you come into this machlokes.
When is it ever a question of blood in the water without urine being involved?
Sometimes a woman was staining and then she went to the bathroom and then there was some blood in the water. So this is the svaras lakan lakan. So and it's all totally this interesting machlokes about the status of the mikveh. So some are more mekel and some are more machmer in this. Then there could be other as far as if it's a public toilet, it's like everybody said, it's like an H.A. or Baduk or something like that. Maybe there's sometimes there could be some stuff there from before, or, you know, it could be others as far as of, but the sequel to this year is the next year about the Mayim in the Hashtana. That you have to see how. This is just assuming that it's a Din Kesem, will it be considered a Einu Makabel Tumah? That's this whole discussion. And then we have to see, is it a Din Kesem? According to the Rambam, like Rabbi Cheskel Roth says, you know, the problem with the Rambam, it's still Makabel Tumah according to the Rambam. Yeah, but the Rambam holds that it's urinary tract infection. Well, Dam in the urine is urinary tract infection. That's the Rambam Shita. He passes like Rav Yossi, straight up. So it's a chap. That's Rabbi Cheskel Roth. He's one of the great Lor Hara of this generation. And okay, so we'll stop for here now. And so this is the discussion of the toilet seat and the water and it's all totally in this Mishnah Megaboyim, and how the Rambam learns and the Rash learns it, and plus, you know, the Machlok is about Kula Shov with the Raisa Drabanan, and then the idea of Yesh Breira, that you have to assume that it was that every water that you get was never, what I get was Hoover, that it was never Nitlash to use Betolish. Whatever I ended up in my toilet bowl, is assumed that I was made for me to was made to end up in the toilet bowl. So even though it was already was detached, but it wasn't detached to use betolish, so that doesn't take away its shei mechuber l'karka, and therefore, and if you assume like the Makabe that kula shov is only the Rabbanon, so then Midaraisi have a revis for a mikvah of Kehon Tmei. Not for, don't confuse it with Kalim, Sheniknam, and Ha'akum. So that Midaraisa needs for what he saw. Because we don't use a mikvah for Kalim Tmei in Bisman Hazeh. So we don't care about Kalim Tmei. But this is one halacha that a mikvah of Kalim Tmei, the concept of a mikvah of a revis, has significance. Okay? So, Bez Hashem, we'll continue. And again,